Good morning, Rachel.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. I just have a couple of questions for you. With your brand new CD that just came out with all of the Mozart violin concertos with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, I just have some actually like beginning life questions. Like, what drew you to the violin?
Yeah, well, I was 3 years old, and I saw some middle school age girls playing violin in my church one Sunday, and they had on the most beautiful long dresses, and I just loved the sound of the instrument, and I just begged my parents for lessons, and they didn't believe me at first that I was serious about this, but luckily that summer there was a teacher down the street and just a few blocks away from us, so we started going for lessons, and I became absolutely obsessed with it, and that was that.
And as you progressed in your violin playing, what was your schooling and your background, and then how did you get into a career of being a violin soloist?
Yeah, so, you know, I became very serious about the violin, and it was, you know, my parents were like, what's wrong with this kid? I was signing my kindergarten papers, Rachel Violinist, because that was sort of my whole identity, and, you know, practicing for hours a day after I came home from school, and my mom would be like, don't you want to put that thing down and go ride your bike? So, you know, you think of a kid who goes and shoots hoops for hours in the backyard or plays video games nonstop. Well, that was me with my instrument, and by the time I was 7, I made my debut as soloist with a professional orchestra, and then when I was 8 in the 3rd grade, my school principal actually took my parents aside and told them that he thought that they should stop taking me to school and start homeschooling me. And that was kind of a radical thing back then, not so common like it is these days. So, you know, my parents were a little bit shocked, but they were luckily supportive and agreed to do it to help me, you know, realize my dreams. So I started homeschooling, which actually gave me a more normal childhood, ironically enough, because I could do the academics in much less time, fewer hours per day, spreading it over 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, so that, you know, I had plenty of time during school hours each day to play my instrument, and then I could actually hang out with the other kids after school like a normal kid. So I did that all the way through the end of high school, which worked out wonderfully because I never had to worry about an important test interfering with the finals of an international competition or something like that. And then I, you know, did my international competitions between the ages of 16 and 18, cut my first record, and that was that.
Wow. Well, as you were growing up, you've said that one of your favorite movies was the film Amadeus. Can you tell our listeners why you were drawn to the movie Amadeus?
Well, the music more than anything, and of course the performers on that soundtrack. I'd been listening to their LPs, you know, almost since the beginning, you know, getting different records from the public library, and Sir Neville Mariner and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields just bring Mozart's music to life so wonderfully. And you know, people rightfully say that the movie Amadeus is not factually accurate, but it's true in the larger sense. It really does capture Mozart's spirit and personality and shows how that relates to his music, and especially the drama of his operas, and, you know, how there's playful moments and tragic moments and everything all mixed up. And I feel like that's really the sense of things that he brings to the violin concertos, which have such a wonderful drama themselves.
Well, speaking of the violin concertos, was this project something that you had always been interested in recording, or did somebody approach you and say, hey, we want you to record the Mozart concertos?
Well, actually neither. Here's how it all happened. You know, definitely the Mozart, along with, you know, all the great concertos, are something I have in the back of my mind that I want to record someday before I die, but what order is always up for grabs. I've recorded Brahms, Beethoven, Glazunov, a number of them I've already recorded. Some of them I haven't yet, like Tchaikovsky. So Mozart was on the list, but where it was, I wasn't sure. But then in 2011, I was invited by a group called the New York Chamber Soloists Orchestra to start touring a program of the complete 5 Mozart violin concertos all in a single evening's concert.
Wow.
They had done this years ago with Henrik Schering, and after having heard me play, they decided that I was the person they wanted to do it with again. And this was a really exciting idea. It had never occurred to me before to do a concert completely of the 5 Mozart concertos all in one concert. It seemed like a very strenuous undertaking, but, you know, I don't believe in marathons for their own sake. The audience doesn't want to come just to see you get through it. They want to experience something special, and I think that it really was very special to be able to hear each of these great works in the context of its fellows. It just gave you so many more insights that you otherwise wouldn't have had. And it really forced me to take my interpretation to the next level, because I couldn't just play each of the concertos like good Mozart, because that would have been a pretty boring evening in the end. I had to really define for myself what makes each concerto unique and special and different from the others. And so I started realizing things about these works that had never occurred to me before through all the years that I was touring with just one at a time with various orchestras. So we did this program all around the country, and then the logical next step was to lay it down on album. And of course, I play my own cadenzas for all of the concertos, so that was something very special and different to share with the public.
Well, you know, we are going to be celebrating Mozart's birthday on January 27th, and with this CD of all of the violin concertos, as well as the Sinfonia Concertante, which one on the CD kind of has the most special meaning to you, if you had to pick one of the Mozart violin concertos?
Oh, that's an easy answer. You know, if you were to pull classical music lovers, I guarantee that the vast majority would choose number 5 as their favorite. It's definitely the greatest and certainly the one that I admire the most. But the one that I love on a personal level is number 3. It's just so warm and engaging, and there's a friendliness to it. I think it's no coincidence that Eine kleine Nachtmusik is also in G major. And so number 3 has always been the one that just makes me smile.
Well, you know, Mozart being the great composer that he was, and definitely lasting the test of time, can you maybe pick one other composer that you most connect with besides Mozart and tell us why?
Oh, goodness. Well, I mean, I feel that I connect with so many composers and aspire to connect with everybody whose work I'm playing. Bach is very close to my heart because of growing up playing his music as part of worship services in my church and feeling that connection between, you know, music being a gift from God and uplifting people's spirits by sharing that music with them. But Brahms is also a very important composer in my life, not only because my German professor was a student of Brahms's collaborator Joachim, but also because the violin that I'm privileged to play was made in the year 1742 by Guinieri del Gesu and was personally chosen by Brahms himself for one of his proteges in the 19th century. And so playing on an instrument whose voice Brahms selected, I mean, this violin sounds glorious in any repertoire, but it's particularly perfect for the music of Brahms. And the Brahms Concerto was kind of my signature piece as a teenager that I used for all of my competitions. And little did I know that one day I'd be playing an instrument connected to Brahms. And so that's pretty amazing.
Rachel Barton-Pine, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today, and I know that all of our listeners are going to enjoy your interpretation of Mozart and the performances with Sir Neville Mariner and the Academy of the St. Martin in the Fields. As we celebrate Mozart's birthday, it's a tradition to do it.
Well, thanks so much for having me on.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.